Oh, this is exciting. A warm welcome to the East Coast Radio Top 40 to Becky Hill.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's so amazing to talk to you. So look, we're here to talk about your brand new song, My Heart Goes, which is an absolute banger, just like the rest of your songs. But first, you are gigging up an absolute storm. What's it like being back on stage again after lockdown?
Oh God, it's been incredible. Very, very emotional. It's so nice to actually be back doing, you know, such a massive part of my job. I missed it so much. And I'm just very, very grateful. And, you know, this year's festival season has been a lot shorter than what I'm used to, but I loved every second of it.
At one of your recent concerts, there was a bloke who had written a sign on his chest that said, "Sign my Now, for the sake of radio, we're going to call that chest. So the whole crowd started chanting, "Sign his chest, sign his chest." You then took him onto stage and did exactly that. It was such a funny, awesome moment. But what I want to know is this. What's the craziest thing a fan has done, either at a concert or in public?
When I was 18, I got a very weird man send me a leather dog collar with my name engraved on the tag.
Oh no.
Yeah. Was that the kind of weird you were talking about? Because that was weird.
Yeah, look, that's right up there with weird, yeah.
Yeah.
Now your new song, My Heart Goes, is it about a particular someone or is it a happy-go-lucky song about love?
It's more the second one, a happy-go-lucky song about love. I mean, what I love about this one is that it doesn't necessarily mean much, and it's really open to interpretation. I personally loved the chorus. That was my favorite bit. You know, I loved how catchy the song was. And when I started getting back onto stage, I really loved like teaching it to people when they didn't know the song and seeing how quickly people picked it up. It's super catchy. It's super lighthearted, and that's what I love that about it.
You're so right, hey? It is so catchy. I find myself just singing it in my car badly because I'm not a singer, but loving it nonetheless. Now, you've teamed up with Topic on this one. How did that come about?
He's just been taking over the airwaves over here and all around Europe as well. And we just messaged him and asked him if he wanted to be a part of it. He just really wanted to be a part of it, and I really wanted him a part of it as well. So it just kind of happened really naturally.